This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell. I'm really happy to be here with you today, and I have a very special guest. His name is Carl Ballou. He's going to be talking about the difference between how to go for it big and how to make it big. Carl is the founder of LifeSurfers.me and the author of The Universe Code, The Health Spring Code, and The Dyslexia Code. Welcome to the show, Carl. How are you doing today?
Yes, very well. And yourself, Mari?
I'm doing great, thank God. Everything's going really good. So you say there's a difference between how to go for it big and how to make it big. Tell us about that.
Well, what I'm saying by that is that you should at least go for it big. You might not make it big, but at least go for it big and see from what I'm discussing today. So first of all, when I wrote my three books on health, dyslexia, I'm dyslexic, so I knew something about it, but on health and universe, I started with a clean slate. And that's a massive advantage. Because if someone is taught, say, in the medical profession for how many years, 5, 6, 7 years, and they're taught really posterior germ theories and drugs, they think in a different way. So, and I didn't know much about spirituality and stuff like that. So if anyone listening, if you actually don't know anything about topic and you're really interested to take it on, and it is actually starting with a blank slate is fantastic, then go for it big. Look down from the universe onto Earth. And it's actually easier to make it big. I worked on the last of my quantum surveying career, I worked on 250 million pound jobs, and the bigger jobs were easier because you had bigger fees, you had better consultants that they could hire, and fewer consultants. Rather than working on 5 jobs with 35 consultants, you were just working with 10. So it is really important to think big. I'm not a fan of Donald Trump, but one thing he's very good to do that he can do is he can think big. Just imagine what he did to become a president.
Yes.
It's actually totally amazing. So it is really important to think big and then start with small steps. You're going to have such an advantage on someone else. Now, for this, you need tools and you need certain information. So in my Universe Code book, I researched the 5 main religions, spirituality. For any religion, Kabbalah.com, K-A-B-B-A-L-A-H.com, will give you tools, unbelievable tools. So the Kabbalah, the Zohar, which is the Kabbalistic document, which is volumes and volumes, was communicated to a Rabbi Shimon Bar Ashai in Israel. And it is the 5 books of Moses, the secrets of the 5 books of Moses. So Genesis, Exodus, Numbers, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, or whatever format they in. I believe that the Zohar is that what they call, in the Quran, they mention 4 books. Obviously, one is Quran. One of the other 3 is the Tawrat, T-A-W-R-A-T. And I believe the Zohar is the Tawrat because in the Quran, chapter 7, verse 159, it says, yet there is a group among the people of Moses who guide with the truth and act justly. And the Zohar, and somewhere else in the Quran, it says, guidance and light. And that's the Zohar. And just so interesting, the correct New Testament, the Talmud of Germania, what I believe is the real correct testament, I believe is one of the other 3 books, the Injil, I-N-J-E-E-L. And then the fourth one is actually the Psalms of David, interesting enough. So the Kabbalah, I suggest, I read the Zohar. No need to read the Zohar. I did Kabbalah 1, 2, and 3, no need to do it. I studied, I listened to videos, and I went to two events. For 3 years, I was very involved with it. What I suggest is for 1 year to study, go online, Kabbalah.com, you pay £15 or something a month, and listen to as many videos as you can for a year period. And when you finish that year, it's like a university course, then you don't have to do it again. And you'll be a changed person. And you will have the tools in a toolbox to cope, to take on big challenges. You know, I'll just give you one of the secrets of the universe, less is more. That's where it comes from. It's a Kabbalistic secret. But I can assure you that there's so many secrets, and you'll just be a completely different person.
Mm-hmm.
So that would put you into a 1% of people. It is getting something that can give you the tools to uncover certain things. Then my eldest brother Anton gave me mentioned a book to me that had a huge influence on me as well, and you must probably heard of this, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
Yes, that's an excellent one. Wow, yeah.
Yeah, that's a biggie. And buy the Kindle, listeners, buy the Kindle book. And for if you're starting off, read it year one, read it in the beginning, then read it again in a year later, then a year later again. So certainly for the first 3-4 years or something like that. And listen to the YouTube free videos. I'm thinking of the Rich by Napoleon Hill. The now, this is for the serious punters, if you want to go for a big. You know, I heard that Oprah Winfrey have read it something like 13 times. It's not a coincidence that a lot of people have made it big. You have to train. You have to give yourself the knowledge and the know-how how to do it. So Think and Grow Rich is absolutely a must. Then I would buy Inspired Destiny by John DeMartini. It's a Kindle book. I don't know what it will be. Well, I don't know if he's got a Kindle, but I hope he has a Kindle. But I bought one under $10 or something. And what John does in these books is he goes through the 7 areas of life. So you've got spiritual, mental, vocational, familiar, social, physical, and there's one other. And I thought I was just family and vocational, but I didn't realize that it was highly spiritual. And my mum always said I used to help people, and that, you know, helping is a spiritual thing. And so through the Universe Code book, that was highly spiritual decision to research that. And it's a bit like, that's why the name Inspired Destiny is important. It's to have the inspiration. So if you're in the right area of life, you will automatically be inspired from within. So the word, motivation is a completely wrong word, because you still need to have a carrot to motivate someone. But if you're so inspired within that you'll get up 3 o'clock on a Saturday morning and work for 4 hours on something because you've had a thought or a dream or something, absolutely massive. So Inspired Destiny is, now, when you pick another topic, because certain friends and family cannot see you moving to another area, like I moved to spirituality, I'm from property into spirituality. How are you going to make money out of that? And people see things through a different eyes. So just one thing to be aware that your friends and family, not all of your friends and your family, will be in agreement with what you're doing.
Right.
You know, I know Richard Branson's parents were very, very supportive of them. I've got a lot of my friends on disappeared. They're still on Facebook, but they just and I've made new friends basically.
Right.
To be honest,
right.
To be straight with you, and my family couldn't disappear, and they've been reasonably supportive. But you know, I had a friend a good friend of mine that when I finished my 10 years research, my three books, and I just got it written up and edited and everything and self-published it on Amazon, they said to me, and then I looked for a literary agent, because you need a literary agent to get a publisher, and I wasn't successful. And they said to me, isn't time to sort of give up? And I'm just starting. I've just finished my three books. I'm going to talk about this for the rest of my life. So there's just no concept of what you're doing and what it means to you, because you're so inspired from within. But the reason I mentioned this family and society is because fear can be of social fear of family and friends and their views can put a complete stop to everything. And to overcome that fear, you need affirmations. I used 50 affirmations per day when I started for the first at least 3-4 years. 50. So it's like when you get out of bed and you say, today's going to be a bad day. If you do that every day, life's going to be bad because your subconscious mind cannot reject that instruction. So you've got to have positive affirmations. And it's really to get rid of that fear. Now, John's book has got a lot of good affirmations. I took some from Tony Robbins's. I listened to one of his CD sets. Mm-hmm. And then you write your own affirmations. So, you know, and ask and you receive. That's what the scripture says. I think it's in the Old Testament. Ask and you receive. You'll be amazed how many things come to you. People bringing nearly things to you, saying things to you. It's absolutely quite amazing.
Yeah.
So,
why don't you give some examples for the listener of some of the affirmations that you found most helpful? Just maybe two or three of them.
Okay. What I can quickly do is I'm going to just go to where I keep my daily affirmations, and then I'll read a few to you. So I've got here, I'm a genius and I apply my wisdom. Every day in every way I'm getting stronger and stronger. All I need is within me now. So that's number three. Four. At last I can move on and it's time to have some fun. With each and every breath I take, with each and every stride, I feel abundant and centered and joy from love from deep inside. Life's a gift, thank you. I have a photographic mind with infinite shutter speed. And, you know, let me just say a few more. I know what I love to do in life and I pursue it. So I know what I would love to do in life and I pursue it. So you're saying to your subconscious mind, forget about all these fears. Do it, you know. And I actually have on my lightsurface.me, people can ask three questions to the curator. I was taught at the College of Psychic Studies how to speak, do automatic writing. And they can ask three questions for free. And then for £10, sorry, I thought something went dead there. For £10, they can buy my master plan for life, which I'm going to be talking about now, but also my 50 affirmations and other quotes as well.
Fantastic. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back and talk about your master plan for life. That sounds really exciting, Carl. So if you want to call in and ask Carl a question, the lines are open. You could call 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now, and we'll be right back.
Fear, a powerful tool in law and politics today. Trial lawyers can be found in the trenches, confronting those fears at the forefront of battles for justice, equality, and civil rights. Zachary Blake is one such trial lawyer. If you're passionate about social justice or love political and courtroom intrigue with compelling, powerful plots and characters, you will love the Zachary Blake Betrayal Legal Thriller Series by award-winning author Mark M. Bello. Go to www.markmbello.com and get Betrayed.
What happens in your body begins with your energy. If you can't find relief from your pain, it may be time to look deeper. Mindy Stritch is a certified healing therapist that will help you discover the root cause of what hurts. To learn more, schedule a free consultation. Call 678-642-7771 or visit www.mindystritch.com. That's MindyStritch.com. Restoring your energy will renew your life.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, with special guest Carl DeLue. He's been talking about the difference between how to go for it big and how to make it big. So, Carl, you're going to share with us your master plan. So go ahead and share that with us.
Yeah, so John DeMartini has got an event that he does different places in the world. I went to three of his, but the first one I went in January 2011 is in Houston, mm-hmm. Texas. And you sit with 200 other people, your laptop, 2,000 questions in the seven areas of life. And then you plan your life. You answer a question, and then you've got to answer. You put in your own answers. So the highly spiritual things come through, and a small percent, that's probably only 0.1% of people, will have a proper master plan for life. Some might have a page that they put something on. But the more you want to achieve and the bigger you want to go, you have to have a plan. And this plans everything. And once you've done that, and once you've read John Martini's Inspired Destiny, and certainly, you know, Think Big and Kabbalah.com, you might go in a completely different direction than you used to before.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so, as I mentioned, on my website at the bottom, you can ask three questions to the creator. And then after I've answered it for free, I give you the option to buy my Master Plan for Life and these affirmations for £10. And then you can see my Master Plan for Life. And if you haven't got the money to go to John's events, you can take my answers out and put your own answers in. But if you can get to his event, it's fantastic. So the next thing I would suggest is I went to another event by a guy called Keith Cunningham. He's also in the States. It was Austin, Texas. I think it was also 2011. And he had an event, he's now stopped, called Flying Solo. And mm-hmm. when you arrive at the event, he gives you two armbands. They were blue in color. And the one armband says, it's the quality of the question you ask. Mm. We'll get to the second armband now. So I've also found that later in spiritual research from spirit world, they say it's the quality of the question you ask. Now, Keith always says you need thinking time. So it's like a Japanese thinking garden. You need to come up with the right question. Einstein was lucky. He dreamt the relativity theory. That was his question. Then he needed to go and get the answer through science. And Newton saw the apple falling, the aha moment. That's the question. The most important point is to get a quality question and then going to get the answers. So that is absolutely critical, thinking time. The other armband was get in line, stay in line. So many people have a great idea, and before they get to the front, through fear of their family and friends, through whatever lack of, you know, if it's no good to just have a book on Amazon or something like that. There's millions of books on Amazon. Go for the book, will follow. Don't let the book be the first instance. I never set out to write three books. Come up with something unique, and that's where, through the Master Plan for Life, things will spiritually come through. And you will know when you're in the area of life, or those seven areas of life where you're supposed to be, you will know whether it's big. And then trust that and stay in line. Don't get out of the queue. Thomas Edison has got a great quote. Genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration. So it's 1% the idea and 99% sweat. You know, people think you do things in a year. Sometimes it takes 20 years. You know, it's just the way it is.
Yeah, it takes that persistence. It takes that, you know, sticking to it and being patient and knowing that everything you've done, all that work, it sometimes it seems like it's not going anywhere, but then it'll just click and it'll just go. Yeah.
At some point, you hear a lot of people, they just persevere. At something, everything just happens. So it's just that perseverance, and that's why you need the affirmations, and that's why you need to be in the area of life you need to be, of the seven areas, because that inspiration is within. It will never stop, and that's why you'll be able to persevere so long. So
right.
Publishing a book. So as I mentioned, the books followed. But having a good website and book to it is critical. So, and I did a Hay House online course, a book publishing course, and I'm just going to give a few tips to your listeners.
Excellent.
The one is don't initially worry about going through literary agents. Just self-publish on Amazon. Amazon is getting much greener now. They're starting to use more green energy, more electric cars now in the UK and stuff like that. I mentioned before, go for something that's unique, that's going to change the world. It doesn't have to be just spiritual. It can be a financial product. But have maybe making the world a better sort of slant to it. But at least go for something unique, something that you've researched and that's different that you can sell. This is something interesting. Fictional writers write their own stuff, like J.K. Rowling's. Factual stuff, the majority of the people who write factual books, like my books, they've got book doctors. So they've got other people, they obviously give them the research and then they write it up. So I had a book doctor in the States, and they don't want to be credited. I asked her, they don't, if they are book doctors. So you don't have to be a fantastic writer to write a book.
Right.
So if you're dyslexic, don't worry about that. And then you need to get an editor. Even the book doctors don't do the editing. You get a separate editor. Then you have to have a fantastic design for your pages, for your book cover. So I went to 99 designs, and you get different designers to you pay, say, $300 to 99 Design, and then you get, say, 10 designers or 30 designers to design book covers for you, and then the winner gets the $300 or whatever the sum was. You could do it for $100 or you could do it for $500. You just get better quality designers. And then you can get your friends and family to vote on it, what is the best one, and yourself decide on it. Subtitle to a book is very important. So my book, on the Universe Code, I had the wrong subtitle because the keywords under the subtitle are that people click on when they want to buy the book. So I have a change recently to the unhidden truth of God, free will, and the power of salvation. So God, free will, salvation are things people click on. So think about that in advance. At the end of each chapter, put in that people need to review your book. Because how it works on Amazon, it's on the amount of reviews you get and the number of books you sell. So I'm now in the phase of having paying Amazon to advertise. But you'll see a lot of books there that don't advertise. They've got like 1,000 reviews already. So you need to get to the stage. So they're getting free purchases. So you've got to buy yourself into a situation where you can get then ultimately certain number of reviews. And I would suggest just go for a Kindle book or auditory book. One or the other, well, certainly a Kindle book. For my dyslexia code book, I've got an auditory book because that helps dyslexia people. And don't go for, I know it's nice to pick up a book, the paper, but we don't need to cut down the Amazon. And then once you've got your website, once you've got your book, then you can start podcasts. So in the 1st of January this year, 2021, I started with podcasts, and that's now becoming quite something. And then you can get your words out there in a small way. And keep your existing job. So when you start out, whatever, you know, I've been going for 10 years now. I'm fortunate I'm in the construction industry, accounting and construction industry, a quantity surveyor. And then I take on a job for 18 months. After hours, weekends, I research, and then I take 6 months break, and I just research and do my things. And from about June this year, I have to go back again for a project, because from June I'm going to take on a let's get longer study and show the world how we can reverse three diseases. So I just need a bit of cash flow again. And so keeping a main job initially is, although you're more into the other things, I'm good at what I do in quantity surveying, but keeping your main job can actually give you that foundation, that financial footing to actually do things, where if you go into things too quickly, you haven't got the money to go to 99 Designs and get your front cover, your book design and things like
that.
So that is quite important. And then
we're going down to the last 3 minutes. So go ahead, and then I want to make sure that you tell the listener how to get a hold of you.
Yeah. So last one is meditation. So when you speak to the Creator, you pray, you communicate to the Creator. When you meditate, the light of the Creator, it's like what Kabbalah mentioned, the light of the Creator comes to you. In effect, the Creator speaks to you. So meditation is really important. So there's three ways of meditating that I found that's very good. Well, there's one I didn't do. Obviously, the most important meditator was Buddha. And you get Vipassana, which is a meditation method that you meditate like for 7 days. You eat less and whatever. And if you really, truly want to meditate, that's that. But very difficult to do. Then there's a meditation method called Kriya Yoga. I did that as well. It's fantastic. The one I use is Kirtan chanting. A lady called Nikki Slade, N-I-K-K-I, Slade. And Nikki is going to be at an event I've got on the 9th of April in New York. If you go on my website, on lightsurface.me, L-I-G-H, TSURFERS.ME, lightsurface.me, and you click on One Souls, you'll get the details in it. Now, Nikki, I believe, is the foremost Kirtan chanter in the world, and she's just beautiful chanting. And for an hour, you can get anywhere in the world, she does a Zoom, and she creates a portal for you for an hour. I just lie in the bed. Well, sometimes when I've got something really important to do that I want spiritual power, I do it on my computer while she chants. So Nikki Slade is I call it the lazy person's meditation method.
Very good. Well, Carl, we are out of time, so make sure you go to lightsurfers.me, and you can also find Carl on my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. Just click on the radio show page. He's there with his picture, a link to his website, and a link to this interview, which I hope you'll pass on, because a replay of it will be available indefinitely. Thank you so much, Carl, for being on the show. It's been wonderful having you again today.
Thank you, Maureen.
And thank you for listening in to Dare to Be Authentic Radio, and catch us next time. Bye for now.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.